Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our show tonight. I'm seeing one on the board here where it says they're experiencing issues on live broadcast systems that the engineers are working on, so I don't know if you're picking up this or not, but we are here as usual. It's very good to be with you. Phoenix is rising again. Come join us as we discuss one of the most important things, like your life work, not your job, but the way to be who and what you are in the world, living in the now and enjoying life instead of putting it off forever is a very important thing. We'll be discussing ways to do that by considering ways to make a passive income or ways to find jobs that allow you to fulfill yourself, your wants and your desires and your dreams. We'll talk about opportunities every once in a while that work, don't work, how they work, and how they don't work. You can find follow-ups on our website. Description there. Good enough. Well, to our show, The Phoenix is Rising.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
Say what?
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising.
Once again, people, it's amazing. Today, I've talked with so many people who are having problems on the internet. It's pretty frightening. It seems that almost that people are trying to clamp down on free movement on the internet, and they use the social media in a way that is sort of undercover, so we don't know that it's happening, but they keep bungling so that things aren't working right and they have to fix them without us knowing that they're not working right because they were trying to censor some of us and not the rest of us. Of course, this is just a contrariancy. I can't say that it's happening, but if this is not on the air live, I think something's just strange. I've had friends who couldn't go to certain websites. I've had my own website blocked every so often. I've heard of people who have put up YouTube videos and they were just deplatformed and they disappeared, or they made it so people couldn't find those videos. I myself have had a parallel person created a channel with the same name as my channel on YouTube. And when you go to it, it shows you all kinds of disgusting, horrible things that are so bad you don't want to look at it. Somehow, though, they could duplicate the name of my channel. Thing very strange is going on in this place here in the name of, I don't even know what it is in the name of anymore. But we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about ways to struggle to stay alive in a world that is somewhat frightening right now. My goodness, I was looking at a post from CNN. It was going over a speech done by our president about the economy, and It was sort of a fact check that CNN did, and it basically said that most of the things that were being said were false. It said that we're in worse shape than we think. And that's why I think we see everybody struggling, running all over the place, trying to find ways to make a living. We see people driving for many of the services like Lyft, Uber, DoorDash, Grubhub, Instacart, and all the many other things. And I must say I've driven for several of them myself. And some of them were lifesavers, even though they never gave me enough. Just enough to survive. And that might be what you're dealing with right now. Going to a job every day and just getting enough to survive. Some people deal with this by getting a second job or a part-time job. But that is one of the worst things in the world to do because it takes away so much of your life. You're gathering all this money and you don't have any time to do anything with it. All you end up doing is buying what you need, food, clothing, shelter, paying transportation to get to work and back. But you're not really enjoying life. You're not living. You're not able to go on vacations or take times off, you know, and you have to worry about what happens if one of you gets sick or you have to go to the hospital or something like that during these days when COVID is lifting its head again and everybody is refusing to wear a mask. I think the only option is to find some type of passive income that you can do online that doesn't take that much time. In other words, it has to give you enough to either supplement your income or replace the income that you're getting at a job that you don't like to help you be free. There are many types of things on the internet that say they can do that, and believe me, I've tried many of them. Some of them were flying high. I remember being part of something called Pegasus. Pegasus was a beautiful platform. If you put money in, what happened was that they would pay you 1.5 to 2% every day, 7 days a week. It lasted for 8 or 9 months. If you put in a certain amount, let it ride, and took that amount out, and then just let it keep riding, you were lucky. When they shut down, you wouldn't have lost your principal. But if your money was left in there and you were trusting that they were going to be around forever as they promised, you would have been ripped off. And that is a problem with a lot of the platforms that offer you a lot of interest on trading. They don't usually stay around for a long time, so they are not a long-term success idea. What you need to be doing, what I'm doing, is looking for something long term. And it's very hard to find such things. And so we continue, a friend and I, trying to find platforms or affiliate businesses or something that will work and will free us from what we call the 40 dilemma. Working 40 hours a week for 40 years and then retiring with only 40% of what it takes to live off of. And no matter what jobs we have, no matter how they look, how good they look, most of us are trapped in that trap when we find at the end, when we're ready to retire, that we're only getting about $1,200 in Social Security, which is the average, and the biggest is some people get about $1,500 every month. And that's not enough to live off of. It's not even enough for a one-bedroom apartment in most cities. And so what I'm saying is there has to be a way to get out of this trap. And I invite you on my journey as I'm trying to get out of this trap. In the link below, you can see some of the things that I'm doing. One of them that I've been working on that I want to tell you about is working, sending out emails. You send out emails to groups of people, and when they click and open these emails, what happens is you get a little bit of pay every time they open an email and click a link inside. It's only 10 cents when they click the link inside, but you are sending out maybe 100,000 or 200,000 emails, so it adds up. And as time goes on, you move from one level to the next to the left. And when you get to the highest level, you're sending out more emails and you're getting more clicks. So it can be very, very good. The thing is, one has to work their way up to the level where they're making a lot. That takes time. That takes patience. And there's a risk, a very minimal risk, that it will disappear because it's been around forever. And instead of them just supposedly investing, they have a real product. And you're really working on something. It only takes about, 5 to 7 minutes a day to send the emails. And that's all you do. You send the emails. For $20 extra, you can get a link and you can add that to the emails you're sending out. So say you are sending out 100,000 emails. You can get a product that you're affiliate marketing or trying to sell. You can load it into those 1,000 emails and you can send out 1,000 emails with your product. And make money from doing that by getting people to join up or buy your product. And that would only cost you $20 to get that to happen, you see. So there are ways to get around things. There are ways to figure out ways to get the most out of things, the best out of things. So even if you're not making a lot of money sending out emails, you're able to do a lot of advertising, a great deal. As promised, I'm telling you the things that I'm trying, and this is the major one I'll be talking about because it's working right now. It's a slow build, very slow build, but it is working right now, so I'll let you know how things go. Some of the other ones were rug pulls. I'll let you know what a rug pull is. A lot of people may not understand that terminology. What a rug pull is a platform where you take this money, crypto money, you give it to this platform, almost like putting it into an account. Some people call it a stake. And as time goes on, the money is being invested and you're getting back a percentage. Usually it's 1.5 to 2% of whatever you have in there per day, 5 days a week. And if you put more in, of course, you get more out. And so these things can slowly progress. And if you're putting the same money back in over and over and over again, you can get a lot more. Some of them you can pull out money daily and still have your principal. And some weekly and still have your principal. The problem is, though, that sometimes when you're doing these things, you get what is called a rug pull. paying. And some of them don't even just stop paying. The next day, their whole platform is gone. They've disappeared off the internet completely and have disappeared off the Telegram groups and all the groups that they were on communicating with you before. And this happens a whole lot. There aren't many of those that are long-term. In fact, I am engaged in two that claim that they are shutting down for a while and will be back. From the past history, I know they won't be back. But I'll just wait and see. The thing about these things, though, were I made a lot of good money from them, and I used a strategy that you can use if you want to take the risk to deal with some of these things, because you never know how long they're going to last. This is the strategy. You put in a certain amount, something you can afford to lose without worrying about it. You put that in. And as soon as you make that amount back, you pull it out, your principal, and you let the rest of it keep running as long as you want to, taking out money as needed. When you do that, you see you are working from the profit instead of your own principal. And that way, even if there's a rug pull, you're not trapped. You haven't lost money. You don't go broke. But you have to be very, very careful, because when you see those numbers going up, there is this type of greed that says, well, I'm not going to take anything out till it reaches a certain amount. Don't make that mistake. Don't fall in love with any platform. I've been in some where you put the money in and the next day you can take money out. And every day you can take two or three percent of the interest out two or three times. But guess what happened to those things? Most of them became rug pulls. I was just happy that I made my money and was making interest before they became rug pulls. But the pain comes knowing that if you were planning on doing something with that money, it's not going to happen. And so you feel like you are losing not the money, but your hopes and dreams. That is why I warn people not to tie their hopes and dreams up with these things, not to become attached. Put the money in. Get it out as fast as possible. Leave the rest in there running. And if you do that, you will do well. You can save up some income. And you can make a pretty good living. But you have to be willing to do that and not get attached. And know that some of them will fail, while some of them will work. Another thing added to that is the fact that there are now some states that have found that if they shut down these platforms and tie up their ability to pay out, they can fine these platforms for not paying out and freeze their assets. So the crookedness of government officials is also a danger. Is it worth it to deal with these things? High risk, high gain. And when you're doing it the way I'm talking about, I guess it is worth it. But the temptation, as you see that money growing, is so hard to fight against, that it's easy to do things that are not in your best interest. I know someone who got all his money out maybe two or three times his money, four or five times his money, but he had $70,000 in one of these things when they did a rug pull because the government froze their assets and wouldn't have let them pay anybody. $70,000. Had he just taken that money out, he would have had it. But he waited. He yielded to the temptation. He saw how that money was growing. And it caught him unawares. So I'm telling you about this stuff so that you won't caught with it. If you decide to work with some of these things, and I'm telling you this so you can understand why I'm working with the emails now, because it's not likely that they're going to run off. It's not likely that the government would do anything, because this is a legitimate business. It's not anything where people are buying and selling securities and all of that. It's not anything where they're moving around money without the certain license or things like that. It is a legitimate, regular business that you can get in and that you can build. And if you get other people into it, they can begin to build it too. The secret even to this, though, is to realize that it is a business. You don't put in more than you take out. You don't put in what you can't lose. There are some people I heard very upset when one of these things failed. They said they took all of their father's money, all of his savings, and dumped it into this platform. And about a month later, it shut down. Constantly, people are telling you, hey, don't do that. Don't throw away your money. Don't put in anything you can lose. But people see that money coming back, and they make the mistake. They make the mistake of thinking that it'll be there forever. Why am I talking about this? I think of it as the fourth leg of our spirituality: mental, physical, spiritual, and economic. And only economic, because we live here in the United States. And in the United States, capitalism has snuffed out just about any way of finding joy and peace without taking some job you hate or selling out or something. Well, this is a way to use the capitalism to get around capitalism. If that is something that you want, if you are a risk taker, I have tried again, some won, some lost, but I'm still winning. And I know from my experiences how to understand which ones are for real, which ones aren't, and to see the signs they all show when they're about to cave in. This was learned the hard way by being around several that failed. This show is so you can learn it the easy way. And as I'm talking about the economy, I'm not only talking about money. Or as I'm talking about money, I'm not only talking about that as a way of being free. I'm talking about it as a way of living the life that you want to live. If you don't need that much money, though, you can design a lifestyle that you want and be even more daring by living it, choosing the job that can give you what you want. Do you want flexibility? Perhaps you want temp jobs, or perhaps you want to find some job working with a computer. working online where you don't have to go to an office, working anywhere in the world. You can do substitute teaching if you have a bachelor's degree in most states where you can work whatever days you want to. You can go away for a month or two and come back and still have that job. And it's the same with all these driving jobs like Lyft and Uber and all those jobs. It means choosing a job that gives you the flexibility that you want, but gives you enough money to make a living. And my question for you is, what type of work do you want to do? What is your life dream? Can you start living it right now, even if it's only a very, very, very grain of what you want right now? Perhaps you can't travel the world right now. Can you travel from city to city right now? Can you find a way to do that? Can you find a way to drive around another city if you're doing Uber or Lyft or DoorDash? Is there a way you can do that? Is there a way you can travel and see your whole state? Is there a way that you can build up the amount of money that you need in order to travel? Or what is your dream? What is your hope? What is it you want to do? The first thing I think when one wants to do something and live a certain way is to try to find a way to finance that way of living. One has asked, though, what one wants. And I'm not talking about what they told us that we should want or what we see on TV and think we should want. I'm talking about what is it that we want, because we can do that right now. We can do it right now. But they don't allow us to say that, do they? They don't allow us to say that, but we can do it right now. We can begin to live, begin to work, begin to have full lives, and we can do that now. Even as I enjoy talking and doing this Blog Talk radio station, and I'm sitting here and it's saying that there are issues with our live broadcasting system right now. I'm on here broadcasting, hoping that it's working, and knowing that if it's not working, there'll be a recording. But I'm not going to give up on what I want to do. And I'm also on a couple of other stations doing a broadcast. Visit us at our website. You can see the link in our description. www.nextcoaching.mysite.com, and find out some of the other things we're doing. Find out how to get to my YouTube channel and about the other broadcast called Life on Planet Earth that is more about living a life where one is happy and fulfilled right now. Thanks for being with us. Hope to be with you again soon. The phoenix is rising.
Say what?